Hi, this is Jeff, and welcome to the first in a series of Jay Capper podcasts, where I'll be talking about using the program instead of writing about it. I'm hoping that maybe you guys will find this format a little easier to follow. It's a lot easier for me to create simply because all I have to do is talk. I don't have to spend all day at the keyboard. And simply by talking about the program, there's a lot of little things, nuances about the program that I can convey in a podcast that there's just no way I'm ever going to be able to convey in a help doc. I'm going to present a basic outline of how a demo user can get up to speed with JCapper in the shortest amount of time. And what I'll do is I'll just read the headlines of the outline, and then I'll come back and talk briefly about each of the items in the outline. The first item in the outline is learning to operate the basic program. The second would be learning how to build databases. The third would be learning how to use the data window to perform research. The fourth would be learning how to create simple basic UDMs. The fifth item would be learning how to create good UDMs. The sixth item would be learning how to create simple basic UPR. And the seventh item would be learning how to create a killer UPR. Going back to the first item, learning to operate the basic program. A lot of demo users want to do advanced things in JCapper as quickly as possible. So what they do is they don't really take the time to learn how to operate the basic program. They don't even take the time to necessarily read the help docs. They just bring up the main module and start clicking things. And inevitably, they get into trouble because they don't really understand what they're doing. So my first piece of advice to anybody that wants to learn how to use the program is slow yourself down. Learn how to operate the basic program. Read the help docs. If you're brand new to JCapper and you're taking the demo for the very first time, I really suggest you start by reading the intro to JCapper help doc and go through the demo user quick start guide. Learn how to use the file downloader to download files. Learn how to use the file unzipper to find and unzip files at will. Learn how to use the card loader to find and load race card files. Learn how to use the manual changes module to process scratches information and take races off the turf and change race distances. Then learn how to run a calculate races routine. And finally, learn how to really read, not just read, but really understand the information that you have presented to you on the HTML report. You'll find that there is a help doc devoted to each one of these areas, and reading the help docs is a really good way to get background information as to how to run the program. But the best way to learn is to bring up the program, pick one area of the program, have the help doc open in front of you, have the program open in front of you, refer to the help doc, and get true hands-on experience with the program. Understand that while you are just getting started, you're really only going to be moving at walking speed. It has to be this way. I really wish there were another way, but you have to learn how to crawl before you can walk, how to walk before you can run, how to run before you can fly. I guarantee you that JCapper is a program that will enable you to fly, but you're going to have to learn how to operate the basic program first. If you don't, if you try and move too fast, you'll miss too much and you'll never understand what it takes to enable you to fly. So my advice to you guys is slow yourselves down, learn how to operate the basic program, work with the program and the help docs in tandem, and get a solid foundation underneath you before you start doing advanced things. Okay, so where do you find the help docs? JCAPR has a help doc viewer. On the main module, you can click a button labeled View Help Docs. It'll bring up the help doc viewer, and you can click a link on the help doc viewer that is labeled JCAPR Help Docs, and that will give you an index of the help docs. The help docs themselves are in HTML format, which will display in your web browser. So you can simply click the links on the index and view the help docs individually. You can also find the most current help docs online at the JCAPR main site at jcapr.com. On the JCAPR homepage, there is a link on the left-hand side labeled Help Documents. If you click that link, you'll be brought to a page that will display an index to the JCAPR help documents. So you can find them online or you can find them on your own machine via the help doc viewer. If you guys have questions, I want you to understand that my belief is there are no stupid questions. The only stupid question is a question that you're too shy to ask. If you email me a question, I'll provide you an answer privately by email. And if you want to post a question in the How Do I Accomplish This section of the JCAPR message board, I'll post an answer there. So there you have it. That is my take on learning to operate the basic program.